Radio Prague News. Intensive efforts are underway to try to secure the release of two Czech women kidnapped in Pakistan last week. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has asked the President to appoint Army General Vlastimil Picek Defence Minister. And the former head of the Czech Academy of Sciences, Václav Pačes, is to get a seat on the supervisory board of the power giant ČEZ. Intensive efforts are underway to try to secure the release of two Czech women kidnapped in Pakistan last week. No one has claimed responsibility for the abduction. The two women, both in their mid-20s, were kidnapped in Balochistan province when unknown assailants stopped their van. The guard travelling with them was later released. The Czech Foreign Ministry has so far been unable to trace their whereabouts and is communicating with the local authorities. It has warned Czechs against making trips to the region. President Miloš Zeman met with a Pakistani ambassador to Prague on Monday and handed over a letter to the Pakistani president asking for assistance in the matter. There is speculation the two women could have been abducted to Afghanistan. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has asked the President to appoint Army General Vlastimil Picek Defence Minister. Mr. Nečas said that the General's extensive experience in the field made him an ideal candidate for the position. The post of Defence Minister has been vacant since last December when the Prime Minister sacked LIDEM leader Karolina Pík from the post after just 8 days in office. She was dismissed for making extensive personnel changes, which included sacking General Picek from the post of Deputy Defence Minister on the grounds that she wanted civilians only in the ministry's top posts. President Zeman said earlier that he considered Vlastimil Picek an excellent choice for Defence Minister. The former head of the Czech Academy of Sciences, Václav Pačes, is to get a seat on the supervisory board of the power giant ČEZ. According to Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, he will replace outgoing deputy chair Ivo Foltín on Tuesday. The 71-year-old scientist has considerable experience in the field, having headed a government commission whose task it was to contribute to formulating a long-term energy strategy under the former Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek. The new owner of the truck maker Tatra Kopřivnice Truck Development officially took charge of the company on Monday after purchasing it for 176 million crowns at an auction last week. The head of truck development, Amare Galva, said he had no plans to cut the number of employees or limit production, though he is planning to introduce a completely new management team. President Miloš Zeman will attend Wednesday's session of the government and visit the upper chamber, the Senate, on Thursday, his office said on Monday. The president announced earlier he would be more active in this respect than his predecessors, Václav Klaus and Václav Havel, who only made exceptional appearances at the office of the government. President Zeman said he planned to use his prerogative to attend government sessions whenever the cabinet dealt with issues he felt strongly about. President Miloš Zeman will visit Slovakia on April the 4th and 5th, the office of the Slovak president confirmed on Monday. He is expected to hold talks with his host, President Ivan Gašparovič, Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico, and the Speaker of Parliament, Pavel Paško. According to Prime Minister Fico, President Zeman is popular with the Slovak public and has many friends in the country. President Zeman is credited with improving Czech-Slovak relations in the years between 1998 and 2002, when he headed the then Czech government. Indonesia has extradited a Czech national convicted of murder to the Czech Republic. This is the first case of its kind since the two countries do not have an agreement on extradition of offenders. The decision may set an important precedent. Tomáš Toman was sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison in 2008 for beating to death a young man at a Prague nightclub. He fled the country to evade the jail sentence, going first to Australia and later to Indonesia in the hope that the authorities would not give him up. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to bring more snow or sleet showers around the country, with day temperatures between 3 and 7 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.